You're listening to SBS News.
The seventh day of the Australian Open saw players compete for a spot in the quarterfinals. Australia claimed its first quarterfinalist this year after Ashleigh Barty's win over Maria Sharapova. Barty came from a set down to defeat the former world number one, 4-6, 6-1, 6-4. The 21-year-old's win marks the first time an Australian woman has made the quarterfinals of the Australian Open since 2009. Barty told the Nine Network she's looking forward to her next match against Petra Kvitova.
It's just another challenge and another opportunity for me to come out and try and play my best tennis. I've come agonisingly close against Petra before, so I can come out on Tuesday, play a fun, free brand of tennis and see how we go.
Earlier in the day, second seed Angelique Kerber was thrashed by unseeded American Danielle Collins. Collins took less than an hour to knock the German out of the competition, 6-love, 6-2. Fifth seed Sloane Stephens was also unexpectedly defeated in a match that went into the early hours of this morning. The American was beaten by Russian Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, 6-2, 6-1. The upsets continued into the men's singles, with Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas ending Roger Federer's finals hopes. After winning the first set, the defending champion went down in a nail-biting finish, 6-7, 7-6, 7-5, 7-6. Tsitsipas told the Nine Network that Federer has been an idol of his since childhood.
I've been idolizing him since the age of six. It was a dream come true for me just being on Rod Laver, facing him. And winning at the end, I cannot describe it, you know.
Earlier in the day, sixth seed Marin Cilic was defeated by Roberto Bautista Agut in five sets. It took almost 4 hours for the Spaniard to claim the 6-7, 6-3, 6-2, 4-6, 6-4 victory. It's the second upset caused by Bautista Agut, who knocked Andy Murray out of the tournament last week. In the other men's singles, Rafael Nadal cruised through to the quarterfinals, the former Australian Open champion crushing Thomas Burdick in a 6-love, 6-1, 7-6 win. This year's tournament marks Nadal's first Grand Slam appearance since injuring his ankle in September last year. He told the Nine Network he didn't have any expectations about his performance coming into the competition.
I just try to do my work every day and just be with the right attitude every single day, positive, and just believe that I'm going to be ready. And I know when you are back, you need a little bit of luck at the beginning because it's important the first couple of matches. That happened. I won the first couple of matches. I am in quarterfinals, so let's see what can happen now.
The fourth round of the women's and men's singles continues today with Simona Halep, Serena Williams, Novak Djokovic and Naomi Osaka all vying for a spot in the quarterfinals. The third round of the men's and women's doubles begins today with Australia's Sam Stosur, Alexei Popperin and Astra Sharma taking to the court. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.